This is the one time in the year that the letter of Jude appears in the liturgy. It's very beautiful if you read it. Of course, who's this Jude? Remember, he says in the first line, remember the words spoken beforehand by the apostles. So he's not an apostle. They're the apostles. And yet, he has authority to write a letter. Well, does that help us with the dating? Does that mean he's in the generation after the apostles? No. I could say, remember what the bishops said last year at their meeting. That doesn't mean the bishop said, well, last year, but you see, I could say, I'm not a bishop. Jude is not an apostle. He wasn't one of the 12. But he could be of the same era. That's not too crucial, but it's interesting to try to understand what he says here. Now, the whole letter is an exhortation to a purity of faith, which is beautiful. Keep your faith pure. Don't get your mind mixed up with junk. That's sort of what he's saying. So he says, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Now this is the second exhortation, pray in the Holy Spirit. St. Paul, Ephesians and elsewhere. It's a Christian way of describing prayer. Now what does he mean? Pray in the Spirit. Well, you know, we have this beautiful definition of prayer in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I think it's 2465, something like that. It says, Christian prayer is a covenant relationship between God and man. It is the work of both God and man. Think of that. You see? It is the work of the Holy Spirit and ourselves. It is totally directed to the Father in union with the human will of the Son of God made man. Now that's a very old view of prayer and very authentic. It says, all prayer has its beginning in God, in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is moving in us, praying in us, calling out to the Father in us all the time. And that's the source of prayer. It's very important that we understand this, because we have a lot of devout ideas, but they may not be from the Spirit. They're still devout enough, better than nothing. But he's saying here, pray in the Holy Spirit. He's trying to warn them how to keep their minds untainted by error and their spirits subject to God. So he says that, you see. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. Yield to the truths that the Spirit is bearing witness to in you. They're really true. One of the greatest problems is forgetfulness. We go along for days sometimes without really giving serious thought to God, to His existence, to His fatherhood, to the Son and the Spirit. You know, it's amazing. You know, to be alert and to worship God. And then he says, keep yourselves in the love of God. Now, what do you think that could mean? Keep yourselves in the love of God. In a way, you can see how all these things on this early, early exhortation are all saying the source of all good in us comes from God, the Father, through Jesus Christ. We don't have it without Him. You see? Keep yourselves in the love of God and wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. So the love of God and the mercy of Jesus Christ are a force at work in us, leading us to eternal life. It's a different view of prayer, isn't it? It isn't, I got to get my prayer time in. I got to do it. Well, it's better than watching the TV. But prayer is something else. See, it's a yielding to the Holy Spirit in a very deep, confiding way. Confiding ourselves to God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. On those who waver, have mercy. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. It can be immorality, can be false doctrine. Get them out of the fire. They'll perish. It can be your uncle. It can be the guy down the street. You know? Save others by snatching them out of the fire. On others, have mercy with fear, abhorring even the outer garment stained by the flesh. Some people, you got to watch the way you have mercy. They could get you in trouble, or they could understand by your kindness that they're doing just fine, when they're not. And to leave somebody in his sin and say nothing is a very grave negligence, a very grave negligence. Isn't this wonderful? I mean, this is such a simple... It's just Jude, you know. Now to the one who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you unblemished and exultant in the presence of his glory, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority from ages past, now, and for ages to come. So he's describing now the one who can keep you from stumbling and to present you unblemished and exultant in the presence of his glory. His glory is very Jewish. This you can catch that already, I'm sure. It's from the Jewish Christian milieu. Whether it's Jude or not, we may never know. In the presence of his glory. That's the presence of his kavod. The kavod. What is the kavod? The kavod is the manifestation of the mercy and power of God. It's awesome, but it's attractive. The glory. He's saying, you remember how the kavod would come onto the meeting tent? How the kavod settled on the temple? How the angel tells Mary, the kavod will come over you and you will conceive? You see, he's talking about this glory. To the only God, our Savior. Now he's saying there, you see, the Father is our Savior. The whole plan is the Father. You see? Our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority from ages past, now, and for ages to come. Amen. That's praise. That's real praise. It's coming from a deep place in the heart, and it's relating to God, the Father. Huh? Be glory, majesty, power, and authority. Now, we're not wishing them on God as though he doesn't have them. We're acknowledging that he does have them. And we're thrilled at the thought that the one who has glory, majesty, power, and authority is God the Father. So we can be safe. Then the psalm, of course, which we're not going to do, picks that all those themes up in a prayer. I'd recommend you take a few minutes today and look at this little tiny letter and see how it comes from the very heart of the whole biblical tradition, enlivened by the Holy Spirit.